Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have lots and lots to cover. I have things I want to share with you. So we're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. I decided today, I know I write it every morning, I write the prayer, and we do, even though this prayer is not going to say it out loud, we do pray for our president and our vice president and their safety and their guidance. And we pray for Rush Limbaugh as he is fighting this lung cancer that is progressed. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And you can join me today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, may we pray today as you pray. Your prayer, as you taught us, and may we understand each word and phrase. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, O God, from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever, for such a time as this. Amen. Today was the National Prayer Breakfast, and President Donald Trump spoke there, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. I want to say goodbye to someone who's been a friend. No, I never met him. I never shook his hand. Never gave him a friendly hug. But Kirk Douglas. We love the movies. We love the old cowboy movies. We remember him then. And we remember Spartacus. Kirk Douglas was born, which I did not know, Izor Danielovich. December 9th. 1916, and he passed away yesterday. He was an American actor, producer, director, and philanthropist, and author. It says here that he was a ragman's son. He said, my father, who had been a horse trader in Russia, got himself a horse and a small wagon and became a ragman, buying old rags and pieces of metal and junk for pennies, nickels, and dimes. Even on Eagle Street, in the poorest section of town where all the families were struggling, the ragman was on the lowest rung of the ladder. And I was the ragman's son. He literally went from rags to riches. Douglas and his wife donated to various nonprofit organizations during his career and planned and donated most of their $80 million net worth. He received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Jimmy Carter in 1981. Wait a minute, I thought Oprah said you had to do something. Now, he did serve. He served in the armed forces. Let's see, does it say that?
Navy.
He served in the Navy.
41 to 44.
And I remember Douglas. We remember John Wayne, the Duke. And we remember Kirk Douglas. And we remember Ronald Reagan. And I'm trying to think of Mitch. I can't think of his name. Mitchell, I'm trying to think of his name. And all these old actors that are gone. Randolph Scott and Audie Murphy and all those that were pillars. They weren't nasty guys. They were pillars. They weren't perfect. They weren't saints. We had Dean Martin. We know Dean Martin was known for his drunkenness. But we love to watch the old movies. We still watch them at my house. Over and over and over again, will watch those old, old movies. And he will be missed. But he lived to be 103. He beat my grandmother. My grandmother was 102 and a half. So I'm going to be here. I got long livers in my family.
Yay.
I have a question. Getting back to the politics of today. Do you have siblings? Now, Rudy can't, this doesn't count because he's the oldest sibling. So it just doesn't rule with the oldest siblings. The older siblings can be a little bossy. Right? You remember that, don't you? I remember on an occasion or two where I would defy their orders and I would put my fingers in my ears and I would go, la 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 la, I can't hear you, la 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 la. Yes, there were consequences after I did such a thing, because I was always the wee one. Even though I was fourth out of five, I was always the smallest, and yeah, I got picked on some. But the progress, that didn't stop me from fighting back, though. Didn't stop me from getting into the hot hands competition coming back with fiery red hands. I still made my case, and I still fought. The progressive left in this nation, they hate this nation, and they hate you. You know that, right? They hate President Donald Trump because they didn't choose him, you know? Come on now. It was supposed to be Hillary's turn. It was bought and paid for, so why didn't it happen? Well, it might be because the Americans in the heartland and around the heart of this nation, the heart, had a different idea. We put our fingers in our ears, defying the establishment, the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, and we sang la 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 all the way to the voting booth. And we elected not one of them, but President Donald John Trump. Their vitriol hate, if you hadn't noticed before, was more than evident Tuesday night at the State of the Union address. Now, I have to kind of chuckle. You know, I'm in here on the radio. I'm not in front of the cameras other than Rudy's little cell phone that we do Facebook with. But I have to chuckle because the late night show hosts, they've been showing pictures of the Democrat side of the State of the Union address there in the House. And it ain't pretty. But it is funny. When you sit there and you look at their scowls and their angry faces and their sneers and their humps and their... I mean, it's just disgusting. Do they represent you? If you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're as progressive a left as they come. Does that represent... Is that who you are? I think it might be. You keep electing them. They broke their silence once to chant H.R. 3, which is some kind of a bill they want passed that has to do with lower drug costs, which we are working on that, or the president is. I can't say we. I use that word we a lot, you know. We need to do this, Rudy, or I tell my husband, Albert, we need to do this. And it's usually, you guys need to do this, because I'm the wee one. I'm too small to do it. Well, that particular bill was sent in by the late Cummings before he passed away, and so they want that passed. Yesterday, I shared a silly little poem, Pelosi the Ripper. If you would like a copy of that, you're more than welcome to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. We put a little buck or two in there. That would sure help us out here to pay for the paper and such. But she was making her own statement of defiance, and I want to talk about that when we come back. I know we discussed it a little bit yesterday, but I want to talk about it a little more today. I'm not giving her a pass, and I don't think anyone else should. Do you? You're listening to PSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk about several things today. We will get back onto the National Prayer Breakfast, and I'm putting it off just a few minutes because of what I'm going to close the show with. But I want to talk about what happened during the State of the Union Address, and we kind of chuckle at it, but you know, it's really not funny. It's really not funny. And yesterday I shared the little poem, which I intended to be a little humorous, but also point out what she had actually done. She was making her own little statement of defiance. Instead of putting her ears in fingers in her ears and going la 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 at everybody, she rips the president's speech up. Now, I know that the gang of freshmen are sad. Many of them are blaming them for Pelosi's misactions. For Pelosi's impeachment, they're saying that they pressured her, they bullied her, and that she's no longer in charge, she's just speaker in name only. Pelosi will own what she has done. AOC, Omar, Tlaib, and Presley, they are not the ones who will go down in history as the woman who couldn't lead. The one who hit her fist on the table and put her finger and waved it in the face of the president. It is Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, who holds the third highest office in the United States, will go down in American history as an angry old white lady who couldn't lead. She picked her battles foolishly She not only divided the house, but she led them all in dividing a nation. The division of the house, the night of the State of the Union address, was there long before the president and his wife ever arrived in the building. Is she a diva who simply is angry because she doesn't get her way? Is she a tyrant? Is she losing it? She has lost it for sure and for certain. She has lost. She is destroying or attempting to destroy a nation for the sake of the elite in Washington, D.C. So she tears up the speech in defiance of the president and you. Defiance of you. But what she actually did was disgrace her own position and soiled the House of Representatives with theatrics and hate. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. Proverbs 14:1. Pelosi will own her actions and her history. Let's not help her avoid it by saying she was bullied into her actions. She's supposed to be the third highest office of the United States of America. She's going to be bullied by these little freshmen who are very loud, very pushy. She's not much of a senior, is she? You remember how that went in high school, don't you? The freshmen that like to cozy up to the seniors and... She will own her actions. Saying she was bullied into an impeachment process or the ripping of the U.S. historical document. Pelosi will be the one who owns it. She needs to be removed from her position. And I believe this with all my heart. You know, I was all for removing Boehner, but that didn't happen. But she has made it clear she cannot and will not work with the duly elected president of We the People. Yes, Pelosi will own it. Whichever way, whichever direction it happens, Pelosi will own it. She disgraced herself and made America a display of hatred around the world. She, not AOC, not Tlaib, not Omar, not Presley, it is Pelosi, who will own it. Now, Romney. I don't want to dwell long on Romney, because Romney is a turncoat. We knew as soon as Romney was elected, he was going to turn his back on the president, that he went and begged for his support. We knew that's what he was going to do, because that's the character of the man. He voted opposite his colleagues. Not because he had great integrity, but because he voted out of jealousy and hate. He cannot stand President Donald Trump. You know, and Trump kind of has to own some of the things that he said. There's no doubt about that. He said some pretty harsh things to Romney when they were running for president. Because Romney attacked him. Romney couldn't win the presidency. He couldn't even win his debates with President Barack Obama. He did good on one, and then the rest of them went downhill. Now, he's jealous about that. You know, he's been in politics for a long time. But Donald Trump wasn't when he came down that escalator and said he was going to run for president. And yet he made it. He made it because we the people went to the polls with our ears and our fingers in our ears going, la, 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 we're not going to listen to the establishment in D.C. any longer. And when I say the establishment, I'm talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. We are indeed a nation divided. There is no doubt about that. Now, today, Representative Gates Matt Gaetz is supposed to be filing ethic charges against Nancy Pelosi because of her tearing up of the presidential speech. It is a historical document. It is supposed to go into the archives, and she ripped it in two. And she did it on purpose. Now, there are those say, well, was it just a decision of anger in the moment, or did she pre-plan it? I don't know how pre-planned it was, but is it any better or worse if she pre-planned it than if she did it in anger? I guess sometimes, you know, that's second degree and first degree murder, but there's a difference there. But is there a difference? She ripped a document. She tore it up and threw it aside. Now, I saw last night where one of the hosts wants that ripped up document. He's going to pay somebody if they can get a hold of the torn piece, and he wants it. Well, I would say that's historical now. So you can't have the ripped one. I think that was Hannity that wanted it. Well, Gaetz is going to file against her, whether anything will happen or not. I doubt it, because the Democrats have the majority. And they will back their losing Pelosi all the way, because the Democrats are good at that. They're good at staying right there with one another. There is this, though, and, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know, but this comes from my friend in Wisconsin. And he says, if anyone else would have ripped up that document, we'd have been arrested, thrown in jail, or fined, and forfeit the office that we held. So U.S. Code 18 U.S. Code 2071A says, whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, or obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer. I guess it hadn't been filed yet, officially. The president handed it to her. Of any court of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under the title of imprisonment not more than 3 years or both. Can we say bye-bye, Pelosi? I doubt it. I doubt it'll go that far, and there's more here. That was just A. There is B. I'm not laughing at it exactly. But we the people, I think it might be time to get our fingers out of our ears and get to work. And I'll explain that when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have a call from Iowa. We have Tim. Tim, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Beth. How are you doing? I've been out a couple of days, so I kind of missed the last couple shows and everything. So.
Okay. Yeah. You can go back and get them.
Oh, sure. We'll
you
do
got
that.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've been busy there in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
they're still looking for results, you know. They say some of the precinct captains actually mailed them in. But I can tell you, in 2012, I personally know a couple of precinct chairs that hid their results away so that Romney ended up winning the caucus instead of Santorum. And they never got the results from them until the spring when they did declare Santorum the winner. It was just enough. They'll do that. They'll hide them away on you like that.
So the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, this will be the last tourist trap. Iowa's been a tourist trap for the caucuses for years, and I don't think we'll have another one after this. But
oh, really?
You know,
you think they're not
going to?
Well, we'll miss the Iowa caucus, though.
I know. It is fun, but... But I haven't seen a newscast where I don't think they're going to spend $1 to send people out to cover this again. The big national media, they're really
upset. The insult I heard.
Three times in a row.
The insult I heard was because the Iowan votes don't really matter. There's not that many in Iowa. That's what I heard. And that's a disgusting comment. goes back
sure,
to that electoral college
that thing. Yeah, but that tells you how much they're really gonna try and stop the whole thing. They yeah. really are this time. I'm pretty sure
well,
that.
If I was Iowa, anyway, I would fight it.
Yeah, I want to talk about Nancy. You know, I think she's. I really think she's losing it. I mean, you know, she had her nice white suit on there, and she even had a brooch with a chain on it. She kind of looked like Nurse Nancy to me, and she had that little chain on the left side of her suit where the nurse would usually hang the watch in the old days. So while they were checking her pulse, they can time it. So I think the farther the speech went on, she kind of got out of that Nurse Nancy mode and started looking the stuff over, and reality was starting to hit her. And at the end of it, she realized the Democrats are toast, and I'm not going to be Speaker anymore after this year. And she tore the speech up on him, pure frustration.
So you don't think she pre-planned it? There's a lot of people that say she pre-planned it, and one reason is because she did it for the camera. She ripped a little bit over here, then she ripped a little bit over there, and she wanted to make sure all those cameras were covering her. And she ended up being the conversation piece rather than the president, so she got that. The little diva got that. But I'm not going to blame Nancy's actions on AOC and Omar and Presley and Tlaib. Nancy's going to have to own her own actions, and I don't care if she's lost it or not. She's going to have to own up for what she did.
Well, she's in a bad spot because the freshmen are killing off. They are killing off the business connections that the Democratic Party used to compete on with us.
But in order to
they
be
they aren't
going to
have much of a party left after this.
In order to be Speaker, it all started with greed and power. She gave those freshmen positions of power that normally freshmen do not get in order to get their vote to make her Speaker of the House. So she's going to have to own it. She did it. She gave them the power to turn on her.
Wait, is that quid pro quo?
Oh, it could be quid pro quo. Yeah. I think it is.
That's how politics go around.
Hey, that's what they said. Everybody's quid pro quo up there.
Well, sure they are. Yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Except for Romney.
Absolutely.
You don't. Romney, you turn around and get your back scratched back from him. It won't happen.
I can tell you that.
We've got a lot of history with him here in Iowa, so.
Yeah.
So, that didn't surprise me a bit that he did that.
Well,
so.
I got a feeling he's going to be history in Utah. They're not happy with him.
Yeah,
and Mike Lee better pay attention.
Yeah.
Mike Lee better pay attention.
I'm hearing Tea Party's out after him already, and the Tea Party's going to have him recalled.
I know they're going to try. I don't know if they'll get it done. You've been in this arena longer than I have, or paid attention deeper than I have for a while. Has there ever been a speaker removed?
Oh no, there won't be a speaker removed. No, it's like I said, she'll lose the speakership. I wouldn't be surprised if it's so bad that she retires. I mean, you know, she's 79 now, and
she's a spring chicken.
No. And like I say, I don't know. Somebody said, well, I think she was confused by the whole situation. She looked really confused. I said, that's just her normal look. So what?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything different other than I think maybe she thought she was a nurse or something. Maybe
okay.
she's promoting
let
prescription
me,
drugs, you know. So
I'm not going to defend her. But let me say something on the female side. She believes she's a female with power. And to show her power, she has to do things such as slam her fist on the table and get in the president's face with her finger. I don't know if we've had any men do that before. I know they used to duel when they were upset in D.C. They used to duel. But I think she thinks to show power as a female, she has to be this nasty woman. And that's why I'm writing my book, I Wear a Pink Hat Too. And my pink hat isn't nasty. You can be powerful just by being female. You don't have to go through these theatrics like she's doing and some of the others are doing. AOC, she immediately attacks a man who's, maybe dying of cancer because he shouldn't have had the freedom of, I mean, the presidential. And you know who else got that? Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, award from Jimmy Carter.
She doesn't even know. She doesn't understand that that's an executive branch award, that she has nothing to, she should have kept her mouth shut over that. Because
well,
it's really not in her jurisdiction even. You know,
well,
CMA is their jurisdiction. You know, that's part of their powers is the CMH. But he can give that out to whoever he feels is worthy of it. And
well,
I think
I'll
it says a lot about Limbaugh's health. They didn't wait to have a special day for him. So
Rush Limbaugh was the pioneer of talk radio.
He was the pioneer of
people thinking outside the political box, so to speak, you know, and putting things together. I didn't always agree with him, but he was the pioneer. And without him, the rest of the talk show hosts, liberal or conservative, wouldn't be here.
Well, this show is a pioneer,
the ultimate freedom of speech.
Shortly after he came out, you and Derry started in business. You're the mother earliest.
Gosh, am I that old? Rush had been around a few more years than me, but maybe not so much from Derry. Derry started his talk show in 94. Mm-hmm. In 94.
Yeah.
And so he'd only been at it a couple of years when I joined him.
But, yeah.
Before I let you go, let me tell you and the listeners just exactly what Pelosi's actions with the impeachment and the Democrats' actions, but Pelosi's their leader, has cost the American people. How costly has this been? Now, they're saving America. You know, we're in this trillion-some dollars of debt. But the Mueller investigation cost $32 million. The impeachment investigation and proceeding so far has been $3.6 million, a total of $35.6 million to divide a country. And that's exactly what they've done. The nation has been divided by the Democrats, not the president.
Playing politics with our money, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I get mad at the Republicans every time they want to investigate somebody. And they are going to go after Hunter Biden now. So they're going to get to the bottom of that. And I think that, I don't know if that'll keep them back or not, but we know that the Democrats are not done. They're already going after the president for something else. They're looking. They're going to keep at it. Because Maxwell, you know, that's all she does. Maxine, I'm sorry, I was calling Maxwell. We're headed into a break. I got to let you go, Tim. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're trying to put common sense into this, whatever it is. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I'm looking at yesterday, it was another topic of comment and criticism of the president, was giving the Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to Rush Limbaugh. So Rudy, my little helpful sidekick here, I call him the clever sidekick, he did a real quick search. And some others that have received that, well, these are from Lyndon Johnson. It was Walt Disney, Lynn Fontaine, Alfred Lunt, Bob Hope, Gregory Peck. Richard Nixon gave Samuel Goldwyn one, and John Ford. Jimmy Carter gave John Wayne, Kirk Douglas. James Cagney was from Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Stewart, Helen Hayes, and Danny Kaye. Oh, I love Danny Kaye. Audrey Hepburn was from George H.W. Bush. Bill Clinton was Martha Ray. Lou Wasserman, is that related to Debbie Wasserman Schultz? I'll bet you they are. Charlton Heston came from George Bush. Doris Day. Rita Moreno. Sidney Poitier from Barack Obama and Meryl Streep. No wonder she stands up for the left. Steven Spielberg was from Barack Obama, Robert Redford, Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, and Cecilia Tyson. I don't know who that is. And there was many others that were given under the, but that was under the film and theater. Presidential Freedom.
So you don't have to necessarily be a national hero.
No, not for that. Not for that. But there were some. I mean, some of those did serve, you know, in service and did other things. And Audrey Hepburn was on there. And I tell you what, I loved Audrey Hepburn. Just loved, loved, loved her. A lot of those. I really think a lot of them as artists and actors and such that they did. It had the dancers in there, and I didn't see Fred Astaire or Gene Kelly, and they should have been on there. When I'm president, I'll give them the one. Okay. That's my dad's. My dad used to say, when I'm president, this is going to be this way or that way. The prayer breakfast. I want to talk about that real quickly. I did not get to see the president. I have two different comments on it here.
that one is from Newsmax, I do believe. And it said that the presidential, the prayer breakfast, I'm sorry, the national prayer breakfast, that the president joked to the room before beginning his remarks. He said, "I certainly don't make it easy on you. I will continue that tradition, if I might, this morning." He did make note of what had happened. He noted that the impeachment inquiry was a terrible ordeal for his family and for our great country. "They have done everything possible to destroy us and by so doing very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our country," President Trump said. He specifically stated he doesn't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong, nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on. That was from one article. This is from a listener. And he says, "I just finished watching President Trump speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast live on Fox News. It's very easy to see that he actually believes what he's saying about faith and prayer and life and religious freedom, and especially about protecting all of these from the assault by the progressive left. This man truly loves America, and he keeps his promises. It's almost a miracle that he's been able to accomplish what he has, considering the constant assaults from the socialist haters and demagogues and deep staters. I don't worship any man. That is reserved for our Creator. But I do respect Donald Trump and the sacrifice that he has made on our behalf and the gauntlet that he has run because of his efforts. And I'm thankful that we were able to elect him back in 2016. And that's my friend from Wisconsin. I have an article here that I'm running out of time, but it says, what is it, the real choice we face? And he explains many things in here, and I kind of get a big kick out of this guy. His name is Boris Zilkin, and he is a Russian-born, Emmy Award-winning composer who has written the music of countless films and documentaries and television shows, and one is Tucker Carlson Show, Bill O'Reilly, Gosnell the Movie, Frack Nation, several different things that he has written the music for. And we want new music. You think we could do that for us? I probably want some money for it. This gentleman says that the deep hatred and division in this nation has led us to two options of choice. This hate is no longer about the different policies that we can discuss and maybe compromise on, although I believe we have compromised way too much. But he's talking about life and abortion and health care and taxes and the gamut of things that are political, although I don't believe abortion should be political. But it comes down to the very soul of who America is. The division, he says, it's a struggle, in short, between those who see nothing but racism and suffering and those who acknowledge these but are able, nevertheless, to see America as a beacon of hope and humanity, regardless of race or creed, to use Ronald Reagan's term, a shining city on a hill. The division exists between those for whom the American flag and the Pledge of Allegiance are a call of showing indignation at a history they view as encapsulating injustice, and those who see those same symbols representing the best possible aspirations of human spirit concentrated representations of the just ideals toward which is to strive, symbols of hope and possibilities. The American soul. So do you see America, it comes down to this, as a nation that despite its flaws is the greatest nation on earth, or do you see it as nothing but flaws made manifest? That is the difference between the division sides today. There are two visions that do battle for our nation's soul. And he says you're going to have to choose one. And I'm going to add, you're going to have to do that to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.